Patient name, first name Ensley, E-N-S-L-E-Y. Last name Lamas, L-A-M-A-S. Date of birth is 10-29 of 22. Date of service, 10-23 of 23. This is an 11-month-old little girl. Mom brings her in today because she's been pulling on her ears. Several months ago, she had an ear infection, and it accompanied the same type of behavior from her daughter. So she is thinking that the possibility of another reoccurring ear infection has manifested. Period, new paragraph. She wants her daughter to be checked today. There's no other symptom. She hasn't been running any fevers. She has not had any change in her eating habit. She takes fluids well. No change in bowel or bladder habit. Mom tells me she's a happy little girl. Period, new paragraph. Pulse within normal limits. Respirations 16. Temperature 97.8. Oxygenating well at 99%. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, negative. Social history. Lives with mom and dad. No association of secondhand smoke. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake. She seems alert. She allows me to interact with her without any distress. She has great eye contact. She's smiling through the exam today. Period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal around, react to light. Ears are all within normal limits bilaterally. There's a minimal amount of cerumen in each canal bilaterally. Possibly that's what mom was referring to, maybe causing a bit of an itch. She will clean the ears later on tonight. But as far as the ear canals and the tympanic membrane of each ear, they seem to be all within normal limits. Landmarks are visible as well. Period, new paragraph. Oral pharyngeal area within normal limits. Neck is soft. No lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm. Positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. This is a healthy little baby. No medications will be given. We were going on the assumption that there is a possible ear infection, so the diagnosis would be to rule out otitis media or otitis externa. The ears are normal. No meds given today. Mom will continue to monitor and return to clinic or call if she has any other questions.